Money Show.
The Friday File.
The Friday File.
Bridget Barnett is the owner of Lollipop League. Now, I was very lucky recently to be playing a game of golf, Bridget, and nobody was allowed to serve any alcoholic drinks on the golf course, but they did offer me a suspicious array of lollipops. And they were yours. They were yours. There was gin and tonic, there was tequila, there was all kinds of things. Where did this idea come from?
You know, I think it came from the ether. I actually started the business not even making lollipops. And I called it the Lollipop League because it's from The Wizard of Oz. And I made a few lollipops because of the name. And then I just got inspired by the lollipops and just started making all sorts of crazy flavors.
What were you doing at the time that you were making lollipops? Well, you started making lollipops.
I had just finished a drama degree and had just come back from studying comedy improv in America. And so I was going around to auditions, and while I was going around to auditions, I was playing around in the kitchen.
And that playing around in the kitchen then results in a small business when you get back to South Africa. When does this all start? I mean, is this a real lockdown lollipop story?
Oh, no. I started in 2012.
Oh, my goodness me, you've been doing this for ages. Where have you been hiding?
Yes, well, it takes a while, you know, to get everything perfect. And I've been building slowly at my own pace where it can be actually sustainable.
Is this the hustle? Is it a side hustle? Or is it when you're not performing, then you are boiling up concoctions on the stove?
No, this is all day, every day, especially this time of year. It's absolutely crazy pandemonium in the kitchen. It's completely, it took over my life almost straight away because I do a lot of custom orders and corporate orders, and so I'm busy all the time.
Well, it's a lovely problem to have, Bridget. It is.
Yes,
it really is.
Absolutely.
Where do you get the flavor inspirations from?
Just about everywhere. I can, I'll taste something. Like one day I tasted a cookie and I absolutely loved the mix of flavors in the cookie, and I thought, let me try this in a lollipop. Otherwise, people come to me and ask me for flavor combinations, like my tequila, lemon, and salt that you have. That was a request. And otherwise, I just think of flavors. When I come across a flavoring, I think of something that would go really nicely with it. And I try to make them, it's very important for me to have them as delicious as they are beautiful. And so I put all kinds of beautiful things in the lollipop, as well as having them taste amazing.
Now, I've seen, I mean, some of the lollipops have, you know, got little bits of plant life in them. There's some beautiful flowers. Yes. There's some pansies, for example, sort of boiled into the thing. And that stuff must be blooming nightmare to get right.
Sort of. You know, you play around and play around, and then you get things right. But the things in the lollipops, sometimes they're just decorative, but a lot of the times they're actually adding flavor as well as looking beautiful. Like the orange blossom and fennel florist, the fennel actually adds a beautiful anise flavor into the lollipop that works really well with the orange blossom flavor.
A lot of people might be a bit freaked out by the alcohol element of this, tequila, lemon and salt, or gin and tonic lollipops. But I'm guessing that in the process, you're actually boiling off the alcohol. These are actually the flavors of the gins and the tequilas may be preserved within the lollipops, but there's no alcoholic content, is there?
Yes, you're absolutely right. But try have me explain that to like an 18-year-old. They just don't believe me. They're like, Maybe if I eat one more.
I don't know why you bother trying to explain that to teenagers. If teenagers want to suck the lollipops and makes them believe they're having a good time, then you should just let them have their way with your lollipops, Bridget.
Talk
to me about the market. I mean, is this really made to order? Because I don't think, I've not seen you on shelves in shops. I mean, this really does seem to be made to order stuff.
Yes, a lot of it is made to order. I'm in a few little boutique shops, And what I generally do is I do like festivals. So like, for example, like Karma's Festival, I have a little lollipop pop-up bar that goes on there. That's happening in 2 weeks. And then I have a huge array of flavors. But otherwise, in little shops, I have a smaller selection of flavors.
And how much training did you have? I mean, mucking about in a kitchen is one thing, but did you get any sort of formal training in terms of actual food production and that sort of thing?
Well, I'll tell you what, I had absolutely no training. I just started playing around. But it turns out, once I started playing around, my mother grew up on a farm, and so in America, and so on the farm, they would make their own candy all the time. So she had never told me that she used to do this. But once I started playing around, she would come to the kitchen and be like, "Nah, you're doing that wrong. Oh, you should add this." And so she ended up teaching me a whole lot, but it was very much trial and error.
And as you look at this, I mean, does it stay a small enterprise forever? Have you been approached by larger players who say, "Yeah, well, we quite like this idea. Could we have some recipes, please, and buy the business?"
Well, I like it as being an artisan business and me being the artisan, but it has room for a lot of growth now because, as people want more lollipops, I just start expanding and expanding.
But you're still doing this in your home kitchen?
Yes.
And at what point do you break out? Are you close to that sort of point?
Well, yes. Actually, this year was supposed to be, before COVID, was supposed to be moving into a new kitchen, hiring more staff. But, of course, things happen. I don't actually want anyone else in my kitchen at the moment. But next year, I'm hoping for expanding to a new kitchen, more staff, and expanding production.
Look, it's a very exciting story, and well done to you for doing it, for biting the bullet or biting the lollipop, as you choose to express it. Lovely to hear stories of inspirational small businesses. Have you got a Christmas flavor this year? Is there a sort of a Christmas pudding with brandy lollipop?
It sounds horrendous. You have to try the gingerbread.
Gingerbread lollipop?
It's gingerbread, and then it's got shimmer in it, so it's really in the Christmas spirit.
Excellent. Good. As long as you're taking advantage of the season. Bridget Barnett is the owner of the Lollipop League. Been around since 2012. I came across them the first time a couple of weekends ago. And it's fabulous. It's a lovely idea. And it's a weird sensation. Psychosomatic is the word. You have one of these things, you think to yourself, shouldn't have more than one, you know. It's only 10 o'clock in the morning. But hey, it's all the booze is burnt off. And you just get some lovely flavors coming through.